Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Leslie Chong, who is the Managing Director and CEO of Immugene. Leslie, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to see you again.
Now, for people who haven't seen our recent interviews, perhaps why don't we reflect on exactly what it is that the Immugene is focusing on in its research when it comes to cancer therapies.
Sure. So Immugene Limited is an Australian biotech company squarely focused on allowing your B cells to create the antibodies against a particular cancer target. So meaning we allow your body organically to produce the medicine that it would normally do in a well-functioning tumor setting.
So when you talk about schools of thought in cancer treatment, it would be reasonable to say that this direction that we're heading in now, where the body treats its own diseases, that's almost like a new wave of thinking, isn't it?
It's certainly novel, and even within that, I think that our therapies or technologies are even more more novel in that we allow your B cells, whereas a lot of folks are focused on T cell modulation and other CAR T therapies. There's CRISPRs now, and there's a whole world of therapies out there. But right now, B cells has been largely ignored. And what we've done is really just corner that market around the B cell technologies, because as you might have recently seen, we've acquired some great technologies from the Ohio State University and Mayo Clinic. I mean, you can't get better than Mayo Clinic for novel, interesting, technically savvy therapies out there.
Well, okay, that's a really good point. How does an emerging life science company get a hold of the technology that an organization like the Mayo Clinic is privy to?
So we always scour sort of the universe to see if there's any other B cell technologies that are a competition. We have actually known that this one is was floating around and was progressing, but we didn't know how far until we saw a conference poster where a PD-1, which is called Programmed Death 1, it's a checkpoint inhibitor, was much more evolved, I would say, than ours. And so we had a conversation with the inventor, Dr. Pravin Kumara, and then after our conversation, we went right into contracts, and it evolved into us acquiring his whole suite of molecules.
So to that end, in that acquisition, you raised $20 million to facilitate that. Tell us a little bit about the conversations that you were having with investors in that process when you were getting them on board with this idea.
So we have new institutional investors that's come onto the register, but also I'm really, really happy about Platinum and PPM still continuing to support us on our register. I mean, as you know, Platinum asset managers are huge here, and we have a huge support from them, and they own a large portion of our shares. It's always a tricky thing to talk to investors about, will you invest in us? We have a new novel therapy, and we're gonna take it forward, and it's gonna be a development. And I think what we saw is that the investors were quite excited, understood that this is a quite novel, new approach, and it's a validated target. So there's two PD-1s marketed that's garnering something like $7 billion in sales, and they were just approved in 2015. So you could imagine this space is just really exploding, and there's so much room for more and more for improvement. So combination therapy, and we think that our PD-1 will be quite differentiated in that it will be safe, tolerable, efficacious, and the cost.
Okay, so efficacy is always an important aspect of things. How far down this commercialization path are you now when it comes to your specific technology?
So we now, Immugene, can go into the US and European market, and I get to work with my oncologists in those settings. And we are looking to get what's called an investigational new drug application through the FDA. So we're putting that package together, and as soon as that is granted, then we can go right into our studies.
Okay, tell us what that means, an investigational drug sanction from the FDA.
So investigational just means that it hasn't been marketed. So
right.
We have this new technology, it has yet to be in humans, and so what we have to do is apply to be able to have a license to practice in patients, cancer patients specifically. So that's exactly what we'll do. We'll have a series of preclinical tests to show as safe and tolerable as possible in, say, a non-human primate or other animals or other settings, in vivo, in vitro settings. And then we take that set of data, we take it to the FDA and say, we're ready to put this into humans.
Okay, so if you're an investor in Immugene, what are the exciting things that you can look forward to as far as the timeline over the next couple of years is concerned?
So I think right now, because we have acquired a full set of technologies and data, we have a wealth of patient data across this anti-HER2 therapy that we have. And Ohio State University, as well as Mayo, has amassed this data. And so we've got actual patient data across a B-cell technology. So you can look forward to having that released in the public soon. And then also the progress for our PD-1 as it in terms of preclinical and then the IND package, and then hopefully very soon into humans.
Leslie, it's an exciting time for the company. We look forward to following the story. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.